Destiny War, Chapter 1. Axon charged across the landscape of Voyanui, weapon at the ready. He had just spied two figures materializing in the green belt. One looked something like Botar, but obviously wasn't. The other resembled a Toa, but wasn't one Axon knew. The first thing he had learned after being assigned to this place was subdue first, ask questions later. The Botar lookalike spotted Axon first and tried to block him. A sweep of an armored fist sent him sprawling. Axon was on top of the Toa in the flash of a heartlight, axe blade at the intruder's throat. "Who are you?" growled Axon. "What do you want here? Talk!" "My name is Krakua," the Toa answered, trying in vain to push the axe away from his neck. "I was sent to find you. You're needed." "Who sent you?" asked Axon. "Toa Helrix. Use your mask. You'll see I'm speaking the truth." Axon did just that, calling on the powers of his Kanohi Road, the Mask of Truth. To his surprise, it told him that his captive was indeed being honest. He got up and let Krakua get to his feet. "Your order of Mata Nui, then," Axon said. "I see recruiting standards have slipped a little." Krakua paid no attention to the remark. Instead, he said, "Come with us. Your presence is required on Daxia." Before Axon could object, the Botar type had come close and activated his teleportation power. The three of them vanished from Voyanui, only to reappear in the Order of Mata Nui fortress on Daxia. Axon had been there before, so its appearance was no surprise to him. The sight of his former partner Brutaka was, though, not to mention the huge dragon next to him, whose bulk almost filled up the Great Hall. "Things must be desperate if they're calling on an old war rahi like you," Brutaka said with a smile. "Oh, by the way, have you met Tall Green and Gruesome here? Don't mind the scales and teeth, but you might want to stay downwind of them." "Brutaka," said Axon, how did you get out of the pit?" "They let me out early for good behavior," Brutaka smiled. "But I'm the least of the shocking faces around here. This is it, my friend. The Order is about to come out of hiding after all these years. Helrix told me so herself."
"What did she say?"
"Two words," said Brutaka, his smile disappearing. "Destiny War." The Dark Hunter, known as Agent, stood on the beach of the island of Odina. Behind him, rebuilding of the fortress destroyed by Pohatu Nuva went on rapidly. His eyes scanned the waters, watching for the return of Lariska from her mission. He was anxious to hear just what she had seen and heard. A cry made him look up. It came from a bat-winged rahi wheeling through the sky, one not native to Odina. He recognized the creature as one bred for long-distance flying. More than once, the Dark Hunters had used them to send messages back and forth to agents on other islands. But the flying creature up above did not come from another Dark Hunter. As a half dozen more joined it, they began flying in a pattern recognizable to no one on the island but Ancient. It was a message intended for him, and one that was urgent. The time had come. He had to seek out the Shadowed One and try to make him see the only possible future for the Dark Hunters. And if the Shadowed One, his old friend, failed to see reason, Ancient would have to kill him. Elsewhere. Vazon paced in his cell on Daxia. Across the corridor were two great water tanks. In one swam the six Paraka, now mutated into water snakes. In the other was a bizarre-looking being others referred to as Karzani, who seemed to Vazon to be quite insane, and Vazon knew insane. When Brutaka's team had first escaped the island of Artadax with Makuta Miserix, they had flown to a barren island in the middle of nowhere. After a short time, Brutaka had them on the move again, this time to a place called Daxia. Brutaka explained that the location of the island had always been a secret before, but that secrecy didn't matter anymore. Neither, apparently, did gratitude, as Vazon and Brutaka were both thrown into cells immediately upon arrival. Vazon, frankly, was disappointed. Sure, he had tried to steal the Mask of Life, and yes, he had tried to kill the Toa Nika once, well, twice, and okay, he had made an effort to trade their lives to the Zyglak in exchange for his, but it's not like that had worked. And he had volunteered, well, been forced, well, actually been threatened with bodily harm if he didn't help, but he did aid in the rescue of Makuta Miserix. And what was his reward? A cold cell, an uncaring guard, and nothing nearby he could use to kill the Paraka. Was that justice? His musings were interrupted by the crimson-armored Trinuma. The Order member took a long look at Vazon, shrugged, and shook his head. Then he unlocked the cell door and threw it open. "It's your lucky day, Misfit," said Trinuma. "You're getting out." "I am," said Vazon. "I mean, of course I am. Keeping a being of my brilliance locked away is a terrible waste of resources. No doubt your masters want to consult me on matters of strategy and tactics." "No," said Trinuma, "I think they said something about needing someone who could die horribly without being missed. So naturally they thought of you." Vazon's addled brain processed what Trinuma said and somehow decided it was a compliment.
Well, naturally, he replied. Lead on and let me show you all how dying's done. To be continued.